Hello and welcome to Odds on Europa League. Second leg of the quarterfinals. We have Barça Frankfurt, we have Lyon West Ham United, so very, very interesting games. Let's see what Álvaro Romeo and Dani Fisichella can tell us. Remember also to leave your comments and press the like and subscribe. And now let's go on with the show. Interesting four games in the Europa League because nothing is decided. Hello, guys. Dani, let's start with the first game, Atalanta-Leipzig, because as we expected, we saw a thrilling game in Germany. Atalanta was very good, actually. They took the lead. Muriel scored a great goal. We saw many chances, even Atalanta saving a penalty. So I guess we should expect also a lot of action in Bergamo, no? A lot of goals.
He's not going to be nil-nil. I mean, considering the first leg in Leipzig and how well both played. You know, Atalanta comes from a very difficult moment in the league, and the entire year has been up and down and disappointing. But he showed us in Leipzig how well they could play, how propositive they could be. You know, in Italy we say that Atalanta is a team that plays the most European football of all, and it is true because it is a very good team to watch. It is a team that always attacks it with purpose, that doesn't keep the ball for the sake of it, commits many players up front. They got skills, quick players, quick movements, and they showed it against Leipzig for good 55 minutes, I think, until the penalty first save, and then Leipzig scored 15 seconds after. Atalanta were by far the better team. They had chances to score the second. Leipzig had many chances also to score the second. In the end, it was a good game that left everyone satisfied, especially the neutrals. Look, the problem with Atalanta is that they're not being consistent so far this season. And as I predicted, they were going to struggle at Sassuolo. And in fact, they lost because they faced a team that was fresher, that also it's very attacking, that put them really in danger, especially with the four attacking players. And Atalanta have some issues in the scoring department so far this season. The good news is that Zapata is back, and we saw how important it is finding the spaces, holding the ball up, also managing to wriggle in tight angles. And then you know, sometimes the curse of Muriel is that he's so good when he comes off the bench. He scored against that weekend, by the way. It is a record, the 25th goal scored as a substitute in Serie A, joint record with Alessandro Matri. But when he starts from the first minute, he's not quite incisive, although he scored a very good goal in Leipzig. But I'm expecting Zapata to start this one. They scored, Atalanta, in the last three Serie A games in a row, although before they were coming on the back of few nil-nils, but they lost in the last two. They are eighth in the table. So they might not even go into Europe next season, not even the Conference League. They got the eighth defense in Serie A. Again, that's one of the issues. And you know, Leipzig is strong. They've scored in all of the nine European games this season. So it's an average of 2.3 goals per game, including the Champions League. Since Tedesco took charge, they won 11 out of 16, and they were very convincing at the weekend. Praises for Atalanta. Maybe they haven't got the squad as deep as they thought it was. Issues with injuries as well. I think it's the end of the road for Atalanta. Leipzig to qualify. 2-5.
We saw this Leipzig is really improved, as Dani was saying, especially away. Before with Jesse March, Álvaro, they struggle a lot to play away from home. We saw Leipzig already kicking out Real Sociedad with an away victory. If Atalanta fans want to be optimistic, they won also the two games in this Europa League at home against Olympiacos and Bayer Leverkusen. Mm-hmm. All games always with goals, with both teams to score.
I'm going for that one, both teams to score, 163. I think that this is a very safe bet here. Daniele said the nil-nil was something impossible. Well, Daniele, now that I'm talking, maybe you can tell us what is the value for a nil-nil, because it could be very interesting, you know. I'm expecting it to be over 3.5 easily. Oh. But yeah, I think that Atalanta, you know, I don't think they are having a good time. Daniele broke it down very well. They managed to survive at Leipzig ground with Musso saving a penalty. But in the Serie A, little by little, they are sinking. And let's see if they qualify for the Europa League. Again, You think that they won't qualify for
I don't think they will. I don't think in the form they are now, they finish 7th or 8th maximum, and it might not be enough.
There you go.
15-0-0.
How much it pays?
15.
Wow. 15, well, there you go. So my odds
maybe nil-nil in the first half. You could try nil-nil, but it's...
Yeah, but no, but I think that it's both teams to score 163. That's I believe that this is going to happen. And then when it comes to Leipzig, I think that the season is going to feel too short for them because they are growing, they are improving, they are developing new styles and new ways of playing, and coming into the next season, Leipzig are going to be one of the finest propositions of the Bundesliga. I hope and I think that they are going to qualify for next year Champions League. In the weekend they beat Hoffenheim 3-0, and what I did like about them beating Hoffenheim is the fact that Tedesco managed to rotate a lot. He did 5 changes to the lineup that drew with Atalanta, the likes of, for example, Szoboszlai played and scored. This Hungarian player is going to be important for Leipzig, I presume, in the future. Andrés Silva, for example, didn't play a single minute. Dani Olmo started on the bench. So Leipzig has their options as well in the squad, and I think that they are going to get into this game with more confidence than Atalanta, and definitely with more key players rested as well. And let's don't forget that this team is going through a very good moment. In 2022, they only lost one game, and it was to Bayern. But apart from that, they have played around 15-20 games already in 2022, and they have lost only one. So my bets are going to be the following. Apart from both teams to score, I'm not ready to commit to who qualified, to who doesn't, as Daniel is, because I think that Atalanta, as bad as they are in the Serie A this season, they've got a level of dangerosity in them. In Europe, they have shown that they can upset anybody. So I'm going to go for the goals market too. Over 2.75 goals, that pays 196. I like it because it almost doubles up your bet.
Also, we have to say one thing. I think if you look at the 8 teams that are in the quarterfinals of the Europa League, I think only 2 teams next season they're going to play in the Champions League. Leipzig and Barcelona. I'm not sure about Rangers, to be fair. And the other ones, they'll be Europa League material. So Leipzig, it is Champions League material.
Europa League or without Europe? Because yes. Frankfurt, for instance, will qualify. To qualify for this game, we have Atalanta favorite, actually, 1.8. Leipzig, the underdog. Odds are around 2 in the market to qualify, including extra time. This is going to be very interesting. And then we have Barcelona, Eintracht Frankfurt. Barcelona struggle a lot in Germany. They were a bit lucky, actually, to get the draw. But they reacted. Same happened in La Liga against Levante, one of the worst teams in La Liga, Álvaro. They were down in the scoreboard, and at the end, De Jong again scored a goal in the extra time to give Xavi's men the 3 points. And this is an example of the bench, no? How Xavi now is able to change the games in the middle of them if he doesn't like it, because he has a lot of good players on the bench. Álvaro, Barcelona won the 2 legs, the second legs, actually, when they were playing against Galatasaray and Napoli. I guess after struggling in the first leg and being surprised by this Frankfurt, we should expect them to be more solid, no? As we are seeing in the previous weeks.
Yeah, I think Barcelona survived against Frankfurt. Frankfurt was better than them, and yet 1-1 was the final result, and I think that Barcelona should be happy with that scoreline. A couple of things have to be said here. In the Europa League, Barcelona hasn't won at home yet. They didn't beat Napoli, and they couldn't beat Galatasaray either. They have found it difficult for whichever the reason. But then away from home, they have done the job. This time, they have to do right the opposite if they want to succeed and cruise through the semifinals. You're right, when it comes to Barcelona, the rotations are working a little bit. Now Xavi can change the game, just subbing a few players against Levante. I think that the inclusion or the entrance of, or the, yeah, having Pedri and Gavi fresh in the second half to play 35-40 minutes changed the game completely for Barcelona. That was very important. I think that Xavi also has already identified which players are good enough for him and which players are not. And I think that the likes of Mingueza, Ricky Puig, Braithwaite, even though they are in the squad, they are not going to play. So he's using his usual 11 suspects plus Nico, Gabi,
Traoré,
maybe Lenglet, and Hansu Fati when he's back, and Adama Traoré. More or less that is the selection plethora that Xavi has. But Barcelona is competitive again. They have scored for the first time in the season, you know, after playing a few games, an average of 2 goals per game. They have played 30 league games and they have scored 60 goals. Let's don't forget that Barcelona had a really big problem with scoring during the season. In fact, in the first 20 league games of the season, they scored only 32 goals. And in the last 9 games, they have scored 28 league goals. So they are scoring. I think that against Frankfurt, they can do that again. And I believe that here, as bad as Barcelona was against Frankfurt in the first leg, we have to trust them because they are a better team, because they are doing better domestically. Of course, Barcelona is showing tiredness as well, but I believe that this is a moment in which they have to step up and beat Frankfurt. And, you know, Frankfurt is not enjoying a great form either. They lost to Freiburg in the weekend. Away from home in the Europa League, they are unbeaten, that's true. But I think that visiting Camp Nou, maybe it can be a little bit too much for them. So I'm going to go for the following. To find some decent value in Barcelona winning, you have to explore the Asian handicap market. So I'm going to go for Asian handicap -1 for Barcelona. That pays 1.7. Again, Frankfurt is going to be a difficult opponent, but I think that Barcelona is going to impose their quality. I'm going to stick to that. But if you believe in Frankfurt, you should know that the double chance is 288. And in the first leg, actually, they deserve to beat Barcelona.
They did, and they played one of the best games of the season. Let's try to give Frankfurt a little bit of love. I consider Barcelona hugely favorite. By the way, Frankfurt, they never lost to a Spanish side in Europe, apart from one final. Edu, do you know which one it was? You should know.
Sorry, can you
ask Madrid me?
Frankfurt never lost to Spanish sides in Europe. Exactly, European Cup 1967, 3 against your team, Real Madrid. But Frankfurt, in the first leg, they showed again that they can beat anybody. You know, in match day 7 of the Bundesliga, they went to the Allianz Arena and they won against Bayern. That was the first win for new manager Glasner in charge of Frankfurt. Then they had a season of very up and down. I think, obviously, missing Adrian Silva, a recognized goal scorer, was an issue at the beginning. Kostic wanting to leave in the summer, he had to some, and then he didn't. He had maybe sometimes to readjust, but you know, careful with Eintracht, especially when they travel. A fourth best away record in the Bundesliga so far this season. 22 points out of the 40 they have when they travel. So they are much, much stronger when they travel. In Europa League, they score in 3 wins. They had 3 wins in 4 away games, although the last one at Betis, they qualified in very lucky circumstances. I think Barcelona should kick themselves for the way they approached the game in Frankfurt. They looked a little bit sleepy, not very reactive initially, and Frankfurt could have taken advantage, could have won the game. But is a team that I think has got less quality than Barcelona, as Alvaro broke down very well. Barcelona now look a real threat. I wouldn't be surprised if Barcelona finishes second in the Liga, in La Liga this season. Barcelona to win, to find the value, you need to go in the first half market. Barcelona to win the first half, 2.
Qualify, we have Barcelona 1.22, Frankfurt 4.74. It would be a huge, huge surprise if Frankfurt are able to qualify, but who knows? They were better in the first leg. Why not surprising Barça in the second leg? Much more open is the next one, Lyon-West Ham, because West Ham are still alive. 1-1 at the London Stadium. They played with 10 men the whole second half because Creswell was sent off. David Moyes, Danny, as he's used 2. He didn't rotate for the weekend and the team lost. They are very tired. They've having a very, very busy season. They lost to Brentford away. We know that this West Ham is not the same as in the London Stadium, both in the Premier League and even in the Europa League. And this Lyon is highly competitive, especially in Europe, including kicking out Porto. That's why I would give Lyon the edge for this tie.
They were dominant, I think, at the London Stadium, even before Cresswell being sent off. I think they were being the better team. But then the problem is that they played the second half with 11-10 and they couldn't capitalize. Actually, they went behind because Jarrod Bowen scored. However, they managed to recover. And this Lyon is leaving the best for the Europa League. They are unbeaten in Europa League so far this season. They had very good games away. I remember them winning in Ibrox against Rangers, and they might face a West Ham that, yes, it is very tired. I think Lyon, perhaps they got more attacking option also with the acquisition of Tete on loan from Shakhtar. He gave the assist for the goal. Toko Ekambi didn't start the game, but he scored the weekend, scored late. They did 1-1 at Strasbourg. So their home form, domestic form for Lyon is dreadful. They are 10th in the table. I don't think they're going to play in Europe unless they win the Europa League this season. But I think going into this game, they got chances. They got goal scorers, and it is a team also with a lot of experience at the back. The transition into the style of play of Peter Bosch so far this season has worked at times. But let's give the Dutch manager a little bit more of time in the second season. Bad omen for West Ham. They failed to progress on all the three occasions when they've not won the first league in European knockout, so that could be a bad omen. But again, it is West Ham's biggest game in their history since 1981, bigger even in the FA Cup final they lost in 2006. They showed a lot of resilience against Lyon, but then against Brentford, the worst game of the season. This could be end-to-end, I think. It's not going to be cagey. Over 2.5 goals, I found a good value, not Spedia, 198.
If we check the market to qualify, Lyon 1.56, West Ham 2.45. Álvaro, do you agree with the bookies? You see Lyon that favorite?
No, not really, not here. In fact, I think that West Ham United is playing very well in the Europa League. I believe from what I've seen and when I've been to the ground, West Ham ground, West Ham is taking this competition very seriously. They really want to go as far as possible. This is not a competition, because we've seen some English clubs in the past just playing the Europa League but not caring too much. I remember Everton, for example, not making it through in the group stage 4 years ago. But West Ham United, from the very beginning, has tried to dignify this competition. They were so happy to be in Europe for the first time in many years, and they are playing accordingly. And I do like what West Ham is doing in Europe. They beat Sevilla, and they deserve to do it so badly. They were much better than them. But of course, you know, the more games they played in the Europa League, the more they were going to struggle in the Premier League. And now they are already 6 points away from Champions League qualification, because Spurs are having a really good point rhythm right now. They are getting plenty of points, and West Ham United is not keeping up with that. And yeah, they are showing tiredness as well. I think that David Moyes doesn't trust the squad so much. I think that he trusts the core of players, and that's why he's not rotating a lot, and this is costing West Ham United. But for this game, they are going to go for it. I'm pretty sure about it. Cresswell is not in the game, obviously. He misses due to suspension. And when it comes to Olympique Lyon, I think that they've got, or they do one thing much better than West Ham United, which is keeping the ball with quality players. They've got Tete, Paqueta in there, and Ndombele, Aouar. We're talking about really good midfielders here. Aouar, Tete, and Paqueta, they are fantastic keeping the ball and passing it and making sure that they hide it from the opponent. So, you know, this Lyon has also a distinct group of players. I think that if Peter Bosz goes for a possession-based football, he's going to find a lot of glory in there. Well, glory in Lyon standards, you know what I mean, just qualifying for the Champions League and all that. Let's see if next season he's staying in the team. And I think that for this game, I'm going to back the goals market. I'm not ready to commit to Lyon winning, because I think West Ham has been so good in the Europa League. So both teams to score 1.75. But if I have to plump for one qualifying, I look at the value of Lyon qualifying 1.50. I look at the value of West Ham qualifying 2.50. So if I'm going to play my lucky chip this week, it's going to be this one, West Ham to qualify 2.50. But as I said, both teams to score is good enough for me.
They've improved their away from form recently, Lyon in the French competition, but usually this season they've been way better at home than away. So let's see what happens. This is very open, and probably both teams actually won't participate in the next Champions League, perhaps even not in Europe. So they have still to qualify for European competitions. And the last game is Rangers-Braga, the tie with a lower profile here. Braga, they have advantage after winning 1-0 in Portugal with Abel Ruiz scoring the goal. In this season, we've seen Braga being very good playing at home. Álvaro struggling when they are traveling. They only won in Bulgaria against Ludogorets. At least they got a draw. A very good draw, actually, against Monaco in the previous round, whereas Rangers, they've been great in Ibrox Park. 3 victories, 1 draw and 1 defeat against Lyon. Playing at home, do you see a comeback from the Scottish club?
You know, in this show, I haven't backed a team fully. I said before that I think that the value of West Ham qualifying is better than the value of Lyon qualifying, but I'm going to back Braga here. I'm going to go for a double chance for the Portuguese team. That pays 1.91, and I think that in the Europa League they've been very good. I think that they are going to attack, because if you look at the numbers, in the Europa League there are a few teams right now in this stage of the competition that has been involved in every game, because some of the teams that are playing now in the Europa League are some dropouts from the Champions League, right? But Braga, Rangers, Lyon, they've been playing all the games in the Europa League, and Braga is the leader in attempts. They have attempts 184 shots. Lyon has attempted 140. Rangers has attempted 117. So I think that Braga are going to go for it, are going to attack. And Braga in the first leg against Rangers was much better. Ricardo Horta hit the post. Then in the first half, they had endless goal opportunities. A couple of goals disallowed as well. Marginal goals, by the way. So I think that this Braga team has to be taken seriously, at least against Glasgow Rangers this time. Ricardo Horta is playing the football of his career. Against Rangers, he played his 400th game, and he has scored 107 goals in his career, but right now he's scoring in a higher ratio than before. Ricardo Horta is one of the probably most attractive players to watch right now in Portuguese football. So I'm going to back them. I know that Rangers at home, they are capable of many things. In fact, at home, they have won in the Europa League 3 games. They have drawn 1. They have lost only 1, which is decent numbers. But yeah, I think that I'm going to back Braga here. Alfredo Morelos, by the way, the Colombian striker, is out for the remainder of the season. And this is a very sensitive absentee for Gio van Bronckhorst. Roof will probably take all the attacking responsibility, but he's nowhere near the quality of the Colombian striker. So, just based on what I've seen this season, I have to back Braga. Double chance for Braga, 1.91. Otherwise, Asian handicap plus 0.25 for Braga, 2.25. I like that one too. The decaf double chance, meaning that if they win, you win, and if they draw, you get half a win.
Danny, you're a big fan of Scottish football. Do you agree with Álvaro?
Don't underestimate the Ibrox Park factor this season in Europa League. And last season, Rangers have been so good at home. Only Lyon beat them this season. Borussia Dortmund was a draw, very entertaining game. But then all the other teams were defeated this season. And, you know, also 4 clean sheets there in Europe for Rangers so far this season. 3 games with a good winning margin that will qualify them in this case. So Rangers have been very poor in Portugal, but they can really change when they play at home. Look, the issues with Rangers is that they had a very solid structure with Gerrard, and everyone knew what they were doing. And now with Van Bronckhorst, they lost a little bit of structure. The approach is a little bit looser, and missing Morelos, it's so important for them, because Morelos, you know, is not a fantastic goal scorer, although this season scored 18, but only 1 in the last 9. But it's the movement of the ball that Morelos helps a lot with, and the team as well. So having him in such a structure, you know, it was really important. But missing him, obviously, has been a problem. You know, his replacement in Portugal was Fashion Sakala. Really, really struggled. Only 20 touches, only 4 in the opposition box, and 2 shots off target. By the way, in Portugal, Rangers were so poor, they didn't even have a shot on target. And that's the first time it happens in 13 years playing in Europe. So you could expect them to do a little bit better. Well, doing better is not hard. They just have to have a shot on target. But it's true that Rangers so far this season, they show since the change of manager, they lost a little bit of creativity. They are becoming a little bit more predictable. Sometimes maybe they try too hard. You know, you look at some players like Tavernier, for example, with the quality he has, you would imagine to put more crosses, more good crosses on the box. But Rangers could be optimistic because towards the end of the game against Braga, they got better. Thanks also to the substitution. Roof played in the second half. He played well. He scored 3 at the weekend. So yes, it should play better. Good omen for Rangers because 2 years ago they faced Braga. They lost in Braga and then they turned it around at Ibrox. So they know what to expect. Look, I think somehow Rangers will qualify. It might be on penalties. It might be on extra time. And I like the odds for that one. 250 for the home team to make it again.
So you disagree, guys. Álvaro is back in Braga, Dan is back in Rangers. We will see on Friday who is right. Danny, let's go on with your academy.
Okay, Atalanta, Leipzig. It's not going to be nil-nil, both to score. Barcelona, Eintracht, 2.5 goals. Olympique Lyon, 2 qualify against West Ham. And Rangers, 2 qualify, as I said, but for the Aka, to score the first goal. And the total odds are 7.65.
All right, Álvaro?
I've been a little bit more Lutheran with my Aka here than Daniele, a little bit more stingy. Yes. Atalanta, Leipzig, both teams to score. Asian handicap minus 0.75 for Barcelona. Lyon, West Ham, both teams to score. And an Asian handicap of plus 1 for Braga. That pays 6.32.
Thank you, guys. Bye bye.
Take care. Ciao, happy Easter. Soon. Buona Pasqua.
Buona Pasqua. Happy Easter.
I hope you enjoyed the video and our tips and predictions. As always, let me know what you think in the comment section. Press the like and subscribe. And of course, also, we have a podcast for you. Thanks for watching. See you soon.